So here's Paul, and the reason was why he lived his life was, we read it earlier in Philippians 3. And verse, he says, I'll tell you what I was before, Philippians 3:6. All my zeal, you know, we talk about being zealous. My zeal was to persecute the church, Philippians 3:6. My goal was not to study the Bible. My zeal was to kill Christians, persecute the church, destroy this religion. And what about my righteousness? My righteousness, what my external, according to the law, means my external life. I didn't kill anybody. I didn't commit adultery. I didn't steal. I didn't bear false witness. I didn't worship idols. My external life was good. But I was a persecutor of the church. But all these things that brought me honor in Israel, you know, in Israel, if a man was like that, he was respected. He says, I counted it all rubbish. And if in a Jewish person in those days accepted Christ, he was rejected. You worship that false prophet, Jesus. He says, I counted all loss. I found Christ. And he says, I count, this is an amazing verse, verse 8. Think about it, think about it. You've already probably memorized it, some of you. If you haven't memorized it, now, I count all things as loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ, my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. He says the things that the world thinks so much of, I count it all as trash. In India, we have some very poor children from the slums who I see sometimes going into the trash cans to pick up leftover bits of food. You know who they remind me of? Christians. Who go into the seeking something in the world to find satisfaction. Exactly like those poor children looking in the trash cans for a bit of food. This is all rubbish. So, you ask Paul, according to verse 8, how do you gain Christ? He says, I counted everything in the world as rubbish. Oh, you say, Paul, you gain Christ like that. I got it much cheaper. I still have an interest in a lot of things in the world, and I've also gained Christ. Really? Paul said, you gained the same Christ I got? Well, your life doesn't look like that. There you see the difference, why Paul came to this life. He considered everything on earth as rubbish compared to Christ. It was rubbish. The honor of this world, the wealth of this world, the glamour, the style, the fashions, and everything that the world considers great. You can see in television and movies and the billboards and the advertisements, all that the world considers great. And when you imitate them, and you dress like them, when you behave like them, and you want to speak like them, and you want to own what they own and do what they do, you know that you don't consider that rubbish. You don't go into the garbage cans to pick up things. Paul counted it all as rubbish. If you were to ask him, hey, what are you doing, Paul? He said, I'm an apostle. Oh, I thought you were a tent maker. Oh, he's a tent maker. That's just a profession to earn my living. My job is to be a witness for Christ. You know, that's how every one of us should be. You're supposed to be a witness for Christ primarily. Your job, just a means of earning a living. We have to earn our living, otherwise we'll be beggars and parasites on society. But our job, our primary job on earth, is to be a witness for Christ. I was, you know, when I was about 14 years old. I was in finishing my high school. It was quite a young age. And I was 15 when I finished. My father said, I want you to join the military academy. It's like West Point here in the U.S. I want you to join the Navy and become the Admiral of the Indian Navy. I said, fine. I worked. I got admission. And I joined. I completed my course. And I was moving up. I was top of my class. And I said, hey, I'm going in the right direction. And when I was 19 years old, like Paul says, Christ laid hold of me, came into my life, and all my ambitions disappeared immediately. I did not receive Christ to go to heaven. I did not receive Christ merely to get my sins forgiven or to escape hell. I responded to Christ because I said, Lord, you gave your entire life for me. I'm going to respond with my entire life for you. I will not live for myself anymore. My turning around was not 90 degrees or 130, it was 180 degrees. And I found very soon that I had to give up my worldly ambition. There's nothing wrong in being an admiral or being a big shot in the world. But if it conflicts with Christ's purpose for your life, you've got to give it up. It's all a question of priority. It's all a question of whether you see. Paul didn't take time. You know, some people take 20 years to gradually discover, oh yeah, the world is rubbish. I better give it up. It's like, wallowing in the sewage and taking 20 years to come out. I want to get out immediately. That's how Paul got out. Because he saw it was all sewage and rubbish. If you're lying in the sewage, the garbage dump, and if you think you take time to come out of there, something wrong with your understanding. And that's the trouble with a lot of Christians. They don't understand what the world is like. I suppose their eyes have to be opened. I don't claim to be better than any other Christian. I can only say, not like the blind man said, once I was blind, now I see. I thought greatness in the world was something important. I thought money is very important. I thought of a comfortable life was very important. I was blind. But he opened my eyes and I could see what was really valuable and what was not. I really believe that's what happened to Paul. His eyes were opened on the Damascus Road. You know, when the scales fell off his eyes 3 days later, it was not just physical, but inside his heart he saw, what is the only thing worth living for on this earth? What did God Almighty weave me in my mother's womb for and bring me out? For what? And he said, I want to lay hold of that for which Christ laid hold of me. That's the expression he uses, beautiful expression, in verse 12. The last part. I want to lay hold of that for which Christ laid hold of me. Jesus laid hold of me for a purpose, and I can never lay hold of it if I don't consider everything else as rubbish. That's why he came to this life of always in triumph, and here he speaks in Philippians 4:4 of rejoicing in the Lord always. If I ask you, do you believe that Jesus could rejoice in the Lord and the Father all the time, you say yes. What about Paul? He was like you. In fact, he faced more trials and problems than any of us have ever faced. He was imprisoned so many times, beaten so many times for the sake of the gospel. Sometimes he didn't have enough money to buy food. He starved, he fasted, He speaks about starvation and fasting separately. Fasting was out of choice. Starvation was when he wanted food, he didn't have money. You read about it all in 2 Corinthians 11. Sometimes he didn't have enough money to buy a blanket to cover himself in the Roman prison. He writes in 2 Timothy 4 to Timothy, please send my blanket. I'm shivering here in the cold. He was rejoicing always. It doesn't matter. This is all for Christ. A man who rejoiced always, it says, a man, verse Philippians 4, 6, who was anxious for zero. Anxiety in Paul's life was zero. If you said Jesus' anxiety level was zero, that we can understand. But Paul, you know where he wrote this, by the way? Philippians. Philippians was written from a prison in Rome. And prisons in Rome were not like prisons today where prisoners can lie on beds and watch television and all that. It was a dungeon with rats and mosquitoes and all types of things crawling around, a hole in the ground. That's where he lived. And he writes, be anxious for nothing. Rejoice always. Let your mind always be thinking of things which were said, which are honorable and pure and right and lovely and excellent. And don't waste your time thinking about all the evil that other people have done to you, and it'll just make you more miserable. And I read this as a young Christian, and I said, Lord, this is the life I want. My goals were something else, and I did not know you. But I see this as a life. As much as I pursued advancement in the world as my goal, now I want to pursue living for Christ alone. When I came out, and so that was the first stage in my Christian life, when the Lord asked me to give up my pursuit of a worldly goal and to give it up and follow Him. And then I found, as I sought to follow Him, 5 years later, God called me to leave my job, and I quit it. I'd given up honor in the world. Then I found, as God had gifted me to speak God's word, and I was traveling around, and I found that giving up honor in the world, I could gradually begin to seek honor in Christendom with my gift of preaching and my abilities God had given me. I could use it to get honor. I could use it to make money. And that's the second thing the Lord said, give up. Now you've given up honor in the world, now give up honor in Christendom. I said, sure. I gave it up. And that's when the Lord said, seek to gather with those who want to be wholehearted disciples, will obey everything written in the New Testament, even if there are only two or three. Before that, I was preaching to thousands, traveling to different countries and speaking at international conferences, the radio program that is all over Southeast Asia every week, and I've written books and all that. This is when I was 30 years old. And the Lord said, give it all up. And I said, fine. But I've seen one thing. God is never in debt to anyone. You give up one thing for God, He'll give you 100 times back. Because He'll never be in debt to you. You give up something for the sake of Jesus, you think God's going to be in debt to you? Impossible. He will repay you. He'll repay your children. And He'll repay your grandchildren. Believe me. It's true. Because He'll never be in debt. He'll never be in debt. That's why the people who are afraid to give up something for God are so foolish. They live such miserable, spiritually poverty-stricken lives because they're holding on to something which they think which will make them happy. Give it up, my brothers. Be wholehearted like Paul. God wants people like that. Once I was gripped by these things, honor, position, great numbers in my church didn't interest me anymore. The honor of the world did not interest me. The honor of Christendom didn't interest me. I knew it was all garbage. I don't know whether you've seen it as garbage. It'll make a world of difference. That's how Paul gained Christ. He says in Philippians 3:8, I gained Christ by counting everything else as rubbish. You tell Paul, well, I gained Christ without counting everything as rubbish. Well, no wonder why your life is so shallow. Must be another Christ you got, or half a Christ. But if you want all of Christ, this is it. It means total obedience to God's word.